Today's daf was Brachos Daf Nun. On the very top of Daf Nun and Aleph, the Gemara discusses how we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, but when asking for things from Hashem, we have to ask for very little. We shouldn't have the chutzpah to ask to be pemaleh for everything. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does tell us Harchav Pichav Amaleihu, that we should fill our mouth with requests and He'll fill it. But the Gemara says that's only for Divrei Torah. That's when it comes to learning Torah, that we could ask the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us all the Torah in the world, but our requests should be more modest when we're asking for other things. The Gemara points out that there's a stir in the Mishnah. One line in the Mishnah tells us that echad asara v'echad asara ribo, that whether it's 10 people or whether it's 100,000 people, the nusach of the zimun is always going to be the same. And then the very next line says, well, when it's asara, you say one nusach. When it's 100, you say another nusach. When it's 1,000, you say, and it keeps on changing. So the Gemara says it's not a stira, it's a machlokas. Machlokas, two deus in the Mishnah, whether it remains the same or whether it changes based on the number of people that you have. And really, it's based on how you darshan the pasuk b'makalos baruch hu elokim. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, b'makalos baruch hu elokim means l'fi rov hakal heimavarchin, that you change the bracha based on the number of people in the tzibur that's benching together. Rabbi Kiva says no. Makalos baruch hu elokim we use for a completely different drasha. We use that to teach us that afilu uber shemeimo amru shira layam, that even a fetus in his mother's womb said shira by kriyas yamsuf. We learn that from Makalos baruch hu elokim Hashem imakar Yisrael. So the Gemara points out then the story of the fellow who got an aliyah in a certain shul, and when he said baruch hu, instead of saying Baruch Hu Hashem Hamavorach, he just said Baruch Hu Hashem, and he left out Hamavorach. So Rava told him that he's a fool for doing so, because why would he get himself involved in a machlokas, especially since the minig is that everyone paskens like Rabbi Yishmael at the end of our Mishnah, who said that you're supposed to say Baruch Hu Hashem Hamavorach. And even if you aren't held like Rabbi Kiva, doesn't say to say Baruch Hu Hashem Hamavorach, but still at the end of the day, everyone agrees that there's nothing wrong with saying Baruch Hu Hashem Hamavorach, so he shouldn't have done that. It was a mistake that he had made. Then we move on to the next Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Nun Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah tells us when people can divide into separate groups, when they cannot divide into separate groups. If you have four or five people, they cannot divide into separate groups for benching, because somebody's going to be losing out on the mezuzah. If you have six people, they can. Once you have 10, they cannot, because then they're going to be losing out on saying the Shem Hashem. But when you have 20, they can, because then they're going to each have a minion. And the Gemara tries to figure out what the chiddush of the Mishnah is, and the Gemara suggests two possibilities. One possibility is that once a group decides to eat together, even if they haven't yet eaten anything, they're still not allowed to split up, that the halacha of being koveya is already even before they eat, once they made the decision to sit down together. And the second possibility of what the chiddush is, that if you have three people from three different groups, that those three people can join together in a single zimun, even though they come from three separate groups. There are different interpretations of what those chiddushim exactly mean, but that's the simple reading of the Gemara. And Daf Nun Amud Beis, the Gemara talks about wine that's undiluted in regards to several halachos, in regards to what bracha to make on it, in regards to whether it can be used for netilas yadayim. Is undiluted wine, does it have a din of water, does it have a din of wine? So that's machlokas, whether it's considered wine or water, but everyone agrees in regards to a third halacha that undiluted wine is no good, and that is in regards to kos shel bracha. For kos shel bracha, you need mitzvah, mina, muvchar, it needs to be from the choicest, from the best wine, and undiluted wine is not very good, and therefore cannot be used for a kos shel bracha. Even if you hold it's a bar priya gafen, and it can't be notal yadayim with it, still cannot be used for a kos shel bracha. The end of the daf talks about kavod of food, how you're not supposed to disrespect food, like by bread, you're not supposed to throw any food that will get ruined from throwing it. But the Gemara says there is an exception, you're allowed to use food to be mesameh chasan and kala, as long as you don't completely destroy the food, ruin the food, you're still allowed to use it to be mesameh chasan and kala. And then at the very end of the daf, which we didn't get to in this morning's shir yet, discusses if you already have food in your mouth and then you realize that you didn't make a bracha, so what do you do? So if it's a liquid, so you have to swallow it, what are you going to do? You can't push it over to the side of your mouth, it's all going to spill out the second you start saying the bracha. If it's a solid food that won't get disgusting from spitting it out, let's say a sucking candy will be exactly the same when you put it back in your mouth again, so then you spit it out, say the bracha, and put it right back in. But if it's a solid food that would get disgusting, so then you just move it over to the side of your mouth, and you say the bracha with the food on the side of your mouth, and then you continue eating from there. So that's the chazara of Brachos Daf Nun.